Putnam, hello.
Putnam City again.
Hi, Hargo Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, thank you. And who else is here?
It's Putnam.
Oh, Putnam. Okay. Welcome. And who else?
Jasper Carr.
Who is that?
Jasper Carr.
Oh, welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Is this your first time?
No, it isn't. I've just been giving my normal name.
Oh, which is?
Benita Rola.
Oh, okay. We're glad to have you, dear.
Thank you.
Putnam. And who else is here?
Suzanne Smith.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
Thank you. And who else? Oh. I think people must be busy today. Well, what's been fun in your lives recently?
I just went to an Ayurvedic retreat for Jyotish and Ayurveda in Alachua with Dr. Led.
Oh, fabulous. Where'd you do that?
That was great. It was in Alachua, Florida.
Oh, so you traveled around. And
I
what did you experience?
It was just the people that were there. I guess what I experienced more than anything was just the love and the spirituality that's there, you know? That's what I experienced more than what I learned. I'm learning more as I'm going along, because I'm back here trying to study what I learned.
Good.
But, you know, it was more of the energy for me than anything else.
Uh-huh.
It was just beautiful to sit there with all those people.
Oh, good. Well, as you know, your sister is coming to... something like that. We expect to be something like that here in Española this weekend.
That's cool.
Yeah. Our Yogi Mela with Baba Siddhi Chand, and it's led by Amandeep Singh. Whoa, we're looking forward to that one.
Nice.
Okay. And who else is here?
Rahmane and Tomas.
Hi, Rahmane. Welcome.
Thanks.
And who else?
Ranjit.
Guru
Atma.
Yes. And Guru Atma?
Kehar.
Oh, I hear some people who are coming to this incredible event. Welcome. And who else?
Onkar.
Another one. Welcome. And who else? Okay. Well, looks like we're together now. How about if we just tune in, and then we're going to see what Babaji has to say today. Okay. So sit straight, palms together. Rub your palms together. Bring up the heat. Palms together and the chest. And begin long, deep breathing. Long, deep breath. Long, deep breath, relaxing into the breath, relaxing into the breath. Relaxing at your third eye point. And inhale to begin. Namah. 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 Monkey breath. Good. Keep up with long deep breath. And now just feel yourself vibrating. Sat on the inhale means total truth. The truth of who you are, which is your God self. And exhaling Nam, the identity of it, bringing it together. Is the most powerful and most basic meditation. And now add to that heart breath. And that is, keep up with long deep breath, and on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Good. Open that beautiful heart. And now, with that heart breath, which is actually healing energy, connecting energy, please connect with all the people who are on this call, whether they are here right now or whether you are on the recording. This energy comes from a place beyond time and space, so just join in. Extend this beautiful heart breath to all the people in the Mideast. They are going through huge changes right now. Give them support, kindness, love. Have the intention to allow this to continue. And exhale. And breathe. Mother City John, he's very relaxed today. And he's welcoming everybody. The feeling that I get from him is more like the feeling that I normally got from Yogi Bhajan, which was he was kind of like more of a Maharaja. You know what I mean? You could feel his royalty when he passed through. Okay, so he says, yes. He says, I am presenting your very divine master. He said, you got it. Okay, so you mean Yogi Bhajan's going to talk to us? He says, yes, you got it. Okay. Okay, sir. What do you have to tell us? He says, you must all know that you are royalty. You must know that. He says, you know that I wore all of my gems and jewels on the outside. He says it made you very proud. Sometimes it made you uncomfortable because you're uncomfortable with your own royalty. He says, first of all, it's it's the most remarkable gift of Mother Nature to provide incredible stones for redirecting energy. He says redirecting and amplifying energy. Now he wants to say that within each of us, we carry gems and jewels. Now he says this is talked about in the Guru very often. And he says this girl uses those terms very often, but what he wants us to understand is it's not a physical makeup, but it's an energetic makeup. He says that when you have gone through your healing, when you have raised your vibration, he says those dark places, the places that used to be dark within you, he says they used to hold the energy down. They used to collapse the energy. They became like a black hole within you. They would bring energy in light in and not let any light out. He said that's when you felt disconnected. That's when you felt unholy. That is when you did not feel as though you were yourself, with large letters. He says that is a very detrimental and a very difficult situation. He said it leads to all kinds of problems. He says it leads to depression. It leads to death. It leads to wholesale warfare, he says, both on a personal level and on a clan and also on a national level. He says you must understand that those black holes of light that collected light and did not let it out, when they were in that condition, were very detrimental. He says now when you heal those, he says those black holes, they turn to emit light. He said, these are your gems and your jewels. He says they emit the light that was frozen within them. He says they capture the light from the universal, and they amplify. He says, and each one has its own flavor, its own bits of knowledge. He says, this is the real reason why healing is so important. Not just to give you some ease, but he says to create these incredible gems of wisdom and activation within your own self. He says, think of a crystal radio. And so he's telling me to tell you that when we were young, my brother had a crystal radio, and basically all it had was an antenna and a crystal and a speaker, as far as I remember. But it would gather vibrations, radio vibrations, and then it would emit them so that we could actually hear, not very well, but we could hear radio programs on it. He says, this is the nature of the crystal. This is the nature of the gem and the jewel. He says he wants you to understand what an extraordinarily organized human structure you are. He says to incorporate this most gorgeous array of gems and jewels of wisdom and consciousness within your own selves. He says he also wants you deeply right now, he wants you to appreciate how you have turned what he always called those lumps of coal, he says, that were put under extreme pressure and extreme heat for a very long time. He says, those are the black holes. He says, and over time, through the healing process, he says they have become diamonds within you. He wants you to understand the exquisiteness of your journey. Instead of just running away, getting upset, feeling and flailing, he says he wants you to look back on your journey. look back on who you are and who you have been over the eons, actually. But, of course, this lifetime has been much more accessible to you to look over. And he says he wants you to look back and see the black holes that have been, he says, nurtured within you. In other words, we nurture, we pay attention to, we give succor to our black holes, to our lumps of coal, until we finally get it that it is time to turn them around, turn their velocity around, turn the direction of their light around. He says, when you do that, then you do not take those black holes so seriously. You do not take them as the way of your world. He says, what you see then are extraordinary resources in the rough. They are resources in the rough for you. He says, you, your soul, has put those into cognition from time immemorial. He says it was necessary. It was important for your being of who you are to set up those black holes within yourself so that you could go through the process, so that you could go through the very deep process of the pressure of the heat over time to become that very, very specific diamond that has the qualities, that has all of the shining, the transmitting qualities that were resourced from the time of the lump of coal or the black hole. He says he wants you to understand this carefully because we have a way of adoring, he says, of adoring our black holes. He says he would much rather you don't take them personally so that you can enter into the healing process, he says, with speed, with alacrity, with kindness, with openness, and gentleness for your own self. He says he would like you to stay, he would like you to stay on this transforming process in self-acceptance and not taking it personally. He says, so often you blame God and so on for these very deep difficulties, what you perceive as difficulties. He says, that's fine. He says, the God of you did it. He says, what's the problem? But he said, the God of you put these in your path for very exquisite reasons. Very, very exquisite reasons. So he wants you to be on the trail of the treasure within your own self. Be on the trail of treasure within your own self. He says it's time to begin to treasure the light that flows through you. It's time for you to begin to treasure the difficulties that you have transformed, that you have subsumed, that you have that you have allowed to penetrate with light so that they may be activated, poles changed from negative to positive, and for that mighty power to flow through the gems and the jewels, the makeup of your own being. He says, right now, of course, you've taken this birth on this planet for this extraordinary reason of moving us, as we've talked about before, you are teachers of this age, to move us all into this lightness of being. He says, so many are going to be stuck in their black holes. They're going to be stuck. He says, my dears, this is the time for you to be so aware of your own self that you are not stuck, but that you are vibrating, that you are penetrating. You are penetrating with the light that is focused through your gems and jewels so that you can focus this gorgeous light as healing light, as healing energy, as a tool of this new age. He wants you to have great reverence, great reverence for this process. He says, do you know why I brought this Kundalini yoga and meditation to this universe? When he says universe, he means our world or our layer of consciousness. He said, I grouped it together in a certain way to give you impetus, to give you tools, to give you the course of enlightenment. He says, to become the diamonds, to become the gems, the rubies, the emeralds, the pearls. He says, that is your nature. That is your nature, and I am banking on your nature. It is pure. He says, it is effervescent. He says, it is strong, stronger than laser. It is an openness. It is a whole world. He said, it is a set of consciousness. As he always said, are you consciously conscious of your consciousness? I'll do that again. Are you consciously conscious of your consciousness? He says, these gems and these jewels, these radiating packets of wisdom, of knowledge, of power, of ability, are studded in certain patterns within your own being. He says, have reverence for them. He says, grow the other lumps of coal. He says, they are in the process. He says, grow them consciously. To become diamonds. He says, don't get stuck in them. Oh my God, this is me. Oh, my mother did this to me. Oh, my lifetime did that to me. He says, it is time. It is a fabulous time to drop it. He says, to hold it in your hand. He says, hold it out in your hand at a distance from you, whatever that difficulty is, and say, this is my raw material, not I am this. In other words, don't totally identify with all of those shortcomings and those hurts and those difficulties. He says, hold that situation, whatever happens to you, hold it out at arm's length and take a look at it and say, this is my incredible opportunity. He says, you may regard it as a puzzle box. He says, and in other words, do not take it personally. Do not own it so personally that you get eaten up like a whale eating you. He says, no. He says, hold it out. Give it some room. Take a look at it from a distance and say, this is my opportunity. This is my raw material. I am now going to use my mind. I'm going to use my mind, he says, to get over the distrust of it, to get over the worry of it, to transform it. And then he says, use all these precious tools. He says, whether they are mantras, whether they are banis, which are the Sikh prayers, whether they are reading from that incredible vibration of the Siddhi Guru Granth Sahib, he says, whether they are yoga, whether they are walking in nature, whether they are deep meditations. He says, and also calling on me, calling on all the saints, such as Baba Siddhi Chand, Guru Ramdas, Jesus, whoever you want to call on. He says, use all of these overflowing resources, tools, abilities, helpers, supporters to transform these raw materials, the black material, into transmitters of light. That's who you are. That is who you are, and that is who you have come to be. He says, as you do that within yourself, as you transform within yourself, you will become a walking, living being of light, that anyone who comes in your presence will be jarred, will be penetrated with this light to the extent that they can accept it. You understand then how your living presence becomes the teacher and the healer. He said, that's all I did. Very simple. He says, become the jewels of who you are. Acknowledge them. Continue to polish them. Continue to transform, to be that diamond, to be the ruby, to be the emerald, and every other gorgeous gem. Each gem has its own properties. He says each category of gem has its own properties, and each gem individually has its own flavor. He says, and you, in your great consciousness, in your soul consciousness, have picked out your own array of jewels to develop over time, over lifetimes, over eons. He says, now is the time to put on the pressure and to move it. He says, you have so much technology to quickly change, to quickly become these jewels. He says, right now, please, just in your meditative mind, long deep breathing, please. He says, I hope you have a piece of paper there. He says, as you know, I wore very beautifully laid out clusters of jewels. He says, now in your meditative mind, he says he would like you to draw who you are as this beautiful cluster of jewels. This is your own structure. This is your own structure, your own expression, design, artistic awareness of what shines through you. He said, if you come across, a jewel or a space for a jewel that is not quite transformed, he says, just put it in. It is happening now. It is happening now. He says, just please allow this beautiful array to be seen by you and to be drawn by you. Do it now, please. Okay, and now he's asking you to look at the covers that are there. And begin to identify or give general names to each of these jewels. He says, please mark this on your layout, on your diagram, on your design. Please keep up and enjoy this. As you do this, he wants you to identify in body, mind, and spirit that this is who you are. He says, not from an ego perspective, but from a self-recognition perspective. It's very important that you recognize what's going on within you, not from a place that finally says, oh, I've made it, or no. Just to recognize it. Understand what's in your jewel chest as your tool chest. So that you can easily, softly, powerfully move into the recognition and the activation of each as needed. Again, not from the ego, but from the gratitude, the total gratitude of self-recognition. Okay. But he says, you might like to continue this in your meditations in the future. He says, now? He says, now. Will some of you please share with us what your jewel structure is? Who would like to do that? No, he says, who can do that? He says, use your jewels to do that.
Satnam is Omkar.
Yes, Omkar.
It's interesting that we did this today because I've been meditating and I've been seeing seeing this. And it's a headpiece, actually. And it's in gold. Mm-hmm. And then it had crystals dropping off of it, and then a centerpiece over the third eye.
Cool.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah. Go ahead.
I hope you can get a good idea. It's so hard to, or it seems hard to explain it over the phone. But
well, I think you're doing very well.
Yeah, so it has crystals dropping off of it and a lot of gold over the head.
Okay, and what do those crystals, what do they vibrate? They're personal
purity.
To you.
Hmm? Purity.
Purity. Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
Purity is an essence that reorganizes what you might call the flailing about or the snarled energies. Okay, thank you. Now, who else can share?
Ranjit,
yes.
Nam, I've been having a lot of trouble with my throat chakra, and what came into my throat chakra was this huge oval-shaped ruby surrounded by these brilliant white diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like now when I speak, this isn't out of ego, but it sounds like it to say it, but what comes to me is just regalness.
You got it, dear.
Well, I don't know what it is, but it's just, it's sitting there, and it's just so amazing. I can't even tell you.
That is right. He says, please explore that. He says, there's so much depth and beauty there.
Okay.
He says, please explore that and continue this. Thank you.
Thank you.
And who else can share?
I can share. This is Kehar. I've had in meditation for the past while felt stones in my meditation, and I felt and saw them specifically pink tourmaline, like a bright pink tourmaline with pearls all around it, and like gold sparks, like with gold spokes, like rays pointing out, and that's my heart center.
Oh my goodness.
And I also have like this aqua, I think it's aquamarine oval that I see in my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff, but it's really nice to hear from Yogi Bhajan that to confirm this, you know, that mm-hmm. the jewels and the meditation. So.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yes, and that you all have been seeing this already. Well, he's how can I say, he's fast at work, isn't he? He certainly is. Who else can now wait a minute, I wanted to ask you what qualities are you finding with the jewels at the heart?
When I first felt the pink tourmaline a bit ago, it's very it's warm and vibrant. It's like such this energy I could have never imagined is at my heart center, and it's contained in that vibrancy of that color and that frequency of the gemstone.
Mm, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Now, can you trace back to its source? In other words, its lump of coal time? Can you see
yes.
the transformation that's been made?
Very, yes. I can see it very distinctly through lifetimes, very much, yes.
Can you describe that a little bit to us?
Yeah. I've seen and felt different lifetimes where I've been shut down, my heart center has been shut down, either violently, or I would, a lot of times I would try to save people, mm-hmm. and I would fail. Like, I've been, felt like I was a warrior, and I've failed a lot, and so uh-huh. it was very hard in my heart.
Yes.
So, and I feel that, I feel really blessed now, because I feel like it's time for me to actually do good, and I'll be successful at it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm really thankful. I'm really thankful and happy.
Attitude of gratitude, fabulous.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Now, who else can share?
This was
I think I can.
Oh.
Okay, there were two people speaking. Who are you?
Gooder Vivi.
Good. And who else?
Suzanne Smith.
Oh, good. We're going to take Guru Ravi first, and then we're going to go to Suzanne. Okay. Guru Ravi.
Satnam, at the very beginning of the call, I had a vibration in my soles, with the soles of the feet that were, it was crystalline in structure, but mm-hmm. it was such a vibration like I was just being propelled up, like I saw this little cartoon character being shot up from the earth. From the mm-hmm. soles of the feet. It was mm-hmm. it was very strong and vibratory. Mm-hmm. And then when Yogi G asked us to draw the cluster of jewels, it was a ring, and it was a square-shaped and mm-hmm. a large emerald in the center, and in the outer four corners, rubies, and then diamonds in between the rubies.
And so what is the character of that? What is the character of that structure in those jewels?
It felt like I was seeing an image of a more like a cluster, soft and round, and then it came through very clearly. It was to be a square shape that felt more masculine to me, stronger, mm-hmm. and it felt like my name. It felt like my name was being drawn out.
Wonderful. And can you explain your name?
Well, the teacher, the wisdom part, is strong Mercury, which I was brought to my chart too, so it felt also like a description of my birth chart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the ruby, lots of sun energy, Ravi.
Mm-hmm.
And the diamonds felt healing to me, like a healing energy.
Mhm. Mhm. Which is what flows through you, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Cause you are a healer.
Right.
Yeah. That is so cool. Is there anything
so
else
cool.
that you can tell us about that?
No, it was just the whole experience from the very beginning of the call. It has been a very jewel-like and crystalline and vibratory. So it's just awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Suzanne.
Hi. Oh, well, I saw a woman, and at the top of her head were rays. They were clear. I would say not necessarily a gem, but selenite, something crystally.
Uh-huh.
And they were rays around the top of the head, and then there were three diamonds, one at the third eye, one at the neck, and one at the heart.
Oh.
Her hands are around the heart diamond. And the necklace, she wears a necklace,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pearl, a garnet, and a peridot. In the center mm-hmm. is a diamond. And
oh,
I relate the, I relate it to, the diamonds, I do think they're healing. I think a pearl is something that communicates, something that allows connection. Garnet is obviously love.
Mm-hmm.
And a peridot was green, which makes me think heart center, but I don't know what kind of property it would carry except something loving.
Okay. Just listen. Listen, there's something very special characteristic of you that's being expressed as a peridot.
Okay. Am I supposed to know that?
Yes, just listen.
Okay, well, hold on here. Okay. All right, it's a feminine energy.
Uh-huh.
And it is translucent, very apparent.
Wow, that was easy.
Okay.
There you go. Amazing. And
yeah.
do you see the course of transformation from the time of the cold to now? Do you see that course?
Yes. Yes, you can understand that. I can understand the difficulties that I've had in my life have actually made me stronger and make me know when I must be very, very emphatically strong and clear on my path.
Wonderful.
And that's why those hard, dark spots have been in my life.
Wonderful. And do you see them transformed?
Or yes, I understand that it is my personal awareness and choice that I say, yeah. I've always worked towards that.
Uh-huh.
Today, I get great permission. That's the way it will be. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's
done.
Who you really are. Right?
Is that
true?
So. I believe that, yes.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else can share? We have time for one more.
Hargobin?
Yes, Hargobin.
I wasn't going to say anything until I heard Guru Ravi. So what she said made me want to talk about it because she's my soul twin. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
So we're really connected energy-wise.
And I want to tell everybody that you're brother and sister.
That's right.
And your other sister is on here too, Ranjit.
Ranjit, yeah.
Who's also spoken with the beautiful ruby at the throat. Go ahead.
And the first thing that came to me was Ganesh, who is the Lord of Jyotish. And so that's what was coming to me, too, was my Vedic astrology chart. So I even when you said it, I had to even go up and get my Ganesh statue, and I was holding it. And then I closed my eyes when you said to imagine what kind of structure was coming to you. And mine was really basic. It was like the sun was at the center of my chest, and then the light was going out, and then I had all the planets in a perfect circle going around me, and I saw the colors of the planets and the colors of the chakras.
How beautiful. He says, yes, there are many ways to crystallize, understand this crystalline energy, he calls it. Many ways to do that. And so let me ask you, what are the characteristics or the character of these things that are personal to you?
Well, that
just
I really
listen
don't.
Now. Feel it. Feel the sun. What is the character of that sun within you?
Well, the sun, I just see it as love and the power that's going out and the healing that goes out to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Good.
Comes to me.
Good. How wonderful, huh? Non-judgmental, always flowing. That's the sun. Power and warmth.
And there's one more thing real quick. Is
sure.
that the same thing that she commented on in the beginning with Yogi Bhajan? When he's talking about wearing the jewels, it's like, I like to wear a lot of beads, and I wear them for specific reasons and for specific days, and you know all that stuff.
Whoopsie. Okay, go ahead.
And at times that, you know, that I catch a hard time for my beads, but that made me feel good about that. You know, I already felt pretty good, but now I feel really good that I'm royalty about wearing those beads. If I want to wear them on the outside of what I'm wearing, I'm going to do it.
Good for you. Good for you. And, you know, whenever you see Ganesha, he's covered in jewels, right?
Yes, true story.
That's right. Okay. Thank you all. This is superb, and I honor each one of you and what you have experienced as yourself. It is marvelous who each one is. Now, after last week's call, we actually did put up a forum for sharing, so, but I haven't, nobody's shared yet. I'm really looking forward to people sharing. So please write this address down, okay? You go to soulanswer, org, O-R-G. Now, this is a little different than my normal, regular site. So it's soulanswer.org/courses, C-O-U-R-S-E-S. Okay? And when you get there, if you don't already have, you know, your login, username and password to that particular site, then please create it. And then you will be led to a page that has several different categories on it. And the first category is Baba Siddhi Chand, something like share something. But it's the only one that says Baba Siddhi Chand. And you go there and it's a forum. So please, excuse me, please enter your sharing. We all want to hear and know. And once you are signed up to that forum, then you will receive each other's emails, and your emails will go to them. And then you can also reply to the posts. This is where the knowledge and the experience and the understanding really gets expanded as you share with one another. This is the Aquarian teaching. Okay, it is the teacher within each of us that is teaching. So I really look forward to reading what you have to say. If you want to, how can I say? I don't know if you can. Yeah, I think as an attachment, you can maybe draw a picture of your jewel constellation, scan it, and then enter that as an attachment. I think you can do that, or an image. Okay, what a pleasure. Yes.
It says, I had tried twice to get to access that, and it took me to a page that said there was an error. I don't know if anyone else had that trouble, because I did try a couple of times to post something.
Oh, you did? Well, no wonder nobody can post. Onkar, did you have the same experience?
Oh, no, I was just going to make one comment.
Okay. I'm going to try to clear up what Guru Ravi just talked about. Okay. Oh, Ankar, what?
Oh, I just wanted everyone to know it was really interesting because I'm actually making jewelry right now.
Wonderful.
It kind of goes in the flow with everything.
That really does. That really does. So you can use that inspiration and maybe even intuitively make special jewelry for each person who comes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, well, God bless you all. We want to get off before the lady takes us off. So please sit straight. Long deep breath. Again, listen very intently to the song and sing it to each other, okay? Kehar.
Okay, inhale.
May the Lord's light shine upon you, all around you, and the pure light within you, guide your way, guide
inhale and feel the life of this. Okay, inhale. And feel the blessing of the jewels, the array of jewels of who you are. Bless you all. Talk to you soon. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Thank you.
Sat Nam.